Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Speaking of rankings in actual sports, yeah, Aaron Rodgers was chugging on the sideline last night, but did you get a chance to watch the actual game?
I did, but before we move on from the chugging,
yeah.
They've got a little thing going on the Jumbotron at Milwaukee home games because, let's face it, Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin, those people drink as much beer as any Americans in this country.
Wouldn't you?
Sure, absolutely. And I guess it was the offensive lineman for the Pat Bakhtiari.
David Bakhtiari. Yep.
They had him on the screen last night, and he chugged one beer. He chugged a second beer. And then I guess Aaron Rodgers was across the court from him.
Yeah, he was sitting next to the owner's daughter.
And he started pointing at Aaron Rodgers like, your turn, your turn. And they immediately put the camera on Rodgers. And he had about three quarters of a beer in his cup.
Yeah.
And he attempted to chug what he had left on his beer, and he couldn't do it.
Right.
He got through about half of what he had in his cup.
Yeah.
And then sort of did that waving motion like, yeah, oh, sorry,
out.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Then they went back to the O-lineman, and he chugged a third beer.
Yeah, he ran up the score.
Later, what really got me was when Christian Yelich got on the Jumbotron later in the game. I think he was sitting next to the O-lineman. And he had about three quarters of a beer in his cup as well when the camera got on him. He immediately stood up and chugged the three quarters. They go to a shot of Rodgers, and Rodgers is like giving that motion like, that wasn't a full beer.
He was nitpicking.
Talk about the pot calling the kettle
black. That's a good heel move right there. I like it. That's a good heel move by Aaron Rodgers. Well,
there was a game on that.
There was a game, yeah. I mean that Aaron Rodgers was the biggest heel in the building that included Drake is saying something.
Yeah, I think the worm has turned in this series. I mean, it's easy to say now.
Yeah.
With Toronto up 3-2 and hosting Game 6 tomorrow night, I understand that. But just in terms of, you know, not only did a road team win a game for the first time in this series, but, you know, there was a lot of talk about how deep Milwaukee was heading into this series, and Toronto has turned that narrative completely upside down. It's Toronto's depth, among other things, most notably Kawhi Leonard is still a superstar.
Yeah.
That's propelled them into the position they're in right now.
Yeah, Toronto's been one of the deepest teams in the league going back a few years now. I mean, they were when they were winning 58, 60 games a year before Kawhi got there, when it was DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry, that was one of the calling cards on the team, is they had a second five that you could put out there, and they played really, really well. A lot of those guys are still with this team, guys like Fred VanVleet and some of the other bench guys on this team. And, yeah, they ever since I buried them down 2-0, Toronto has been nothing short of sensational. And it's really interesting, Rich, because you mentioned Kawhi and how well he's playing right now. I think this sets up for a really interesting rest of the postseason, and here's why. LeBron James has basically been the best player in the world for the last 10 years. I know the MVP award gets handed out to different guys, but I always say this, if there were a championship belt for the guy who's best player for a year,
that's an easy one.
LeBron would have had the belt for the last 10 years. Well, LeBron's on the team that finished three or four spots out of even a playoff spot this year. And now Kevin Durant, who I think most people wanted to give that belt to, might miss the rest of the postseason. So you've got Giannis Antetokounmpo is going to win the MVP. You've got Kawhi Leonard, who's been the best player in the postseason, and you have Steph Curry, who's reactivated like it's 2016 again.
Mm-hmm.
And if Kevin Durant's not back, those are the three guys right now. One of those three is going to emerge from these playoffs, to me, with the title of best basketball player in the world. I think that's what's at stake, not just the NBA title, but who is the best basketball player in the world. And here's why it's interesting, is I think if you were to hold just a dispersal draft of NBA players, say, okay, we're starting over, we're picking like it's the playground, LeBron and KD might be the first two picks in that draft. that those two guys might be coming into next year. LeBron with a Laker team that finished out of the playoffs. KD possibly with a Knicks team that hasn't been that hasn't done squat in over a decade. That you have those two guys who may be the two most talented players in the league. And I'll throw James Harden in there, too, who's trying to finally get over the hump in the postseason.
I'm glad you did that.
Yeah, that you have those guys that are not in this mix of players right now, I think sets up for certainly the three guys that are still left sets up for an interesting rest of the postseason. But, man, it also sets up for a really interesting 2019-2020 season as well, just as far as, hey, man, who is the best right now? And I think you're going to get a lot of really, really motivated superstars, and people are going to go, yeah, motivated, duh. But LeBron James didn't look all that motivated this year. I think a motivated LeBron James watching all these other guys make deep playoff runs, kind of treading on his territory, sets up for some fascinating storylines both in the offseason and heading into next season.
It was certainly territory with LeBron we haven't ventured into in well over a decade. It was kind of shocking to see how all that unfolded, and we all know they have the they're in a position where they can offer a couple of max contracts to free agents this offseason, and already before the Raptors can even eliminate the Milwaukee Bucks and perhaps get to their first ever NBA Finals.
I don't like this.
There are reports that LeBron has reached out and made contact with Kawhi Leonard.
Let him finish the playoffs.
And his representatives.
Man.
I don't like that either. There's also an LA Times report this morning that Jimmy Butler, if the Lakers were interested, would love to be that other guy and come and play in Los Angeles.
That's
with
fine.
LeBron
he's eliminated.
And Kawhi.
Yeah, no, that's fine. He's
sure.
eliminated. Sure. By the way, Jimmy Butler and LeBron doesn't get you over the hump in the West. Kawhi and LeBron, now that's an interesting.
Well,
that's
I'm talking about all three.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see if you know, I know they say they've got spots for two max guys. You know, we'll see. The bottom line is that the teams that they're with right now can offer more money. Both the Sixers with Butler and the Raptors are going to do everything they can, obviously, to keep Kawhi Leonard because of what he's done throughout this season.
Hey, Durant and Klay Thompson are unrestricted free agents.
Yeah, I think Durant's going, and I think Klay Thompson's going to wind up staying. And he got $30 million lopped off of what his contract could be. Because people wanted to put Kemba Walker on the third team All-NBA on a non-playoff team. Klay Thompson almost got penalized for playing on a good team yesterday.
It's great news for the Warriors.
When they announced, it's bad news for the rest of the NBA. Like when I saw that, I'm like, okay, well, just what the Warriors needed, another break in saving money, re-signing this guy. But I don't like you. I mean, you brought up LeBron. I don't like that. LeBron calling Kawhi while he's still. How would LeBron feel if he were in Cleveland and people were calling Kyrie and Kevin Love back in the day?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
While they're making a run to the championship.
It's ridiculous, but at the same time, I think we'd be naive to think that these conversations, even off the record, don't happen.
World we live in. Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.